Hello, Coshocton County. After last week's wet weather, it's nice to see the drier weather return this week. I saw wheat being harvested and straw being baled across the region yesterday, and some farmers will be making some really nice second cutting hay today, although we remain under a hazy, gloomy sky due to the wildfires out west. In today's Ag Update, I would like to address two topics: the green June bug and beef quality assurance. First, the green June bug. Last week, we had a flurry of calls to our office about some huge bugs buzzing around folks' lawns. The large, metallic green beetles tend to emerge en masse in July, even though their name, green June bug, would suggest that they would make their entrance during the month of June, like a fellow family member, the Japanese beetle. However, July is traditionally the time when the green June bug emerges. Their large size, coupled with their audible buzzing sound and their low-level flight plan, they may induce some panic with individuals unfamiliar with this insect. And while they are in the same family as the Japanese beetle, they have a few differences. Green June beetles, at 1 inch long, are considered larger than Japanese beetles. Also, green June beetles are green to copperish green in color and more pointed toward the anterior or head end. Japanese beetles are a third to half the size of green June bugs with a darker green copper-like back. Japanese beetles also have small but highly visible little white tufts of hair on both sides of their abdomen. Historically, the highest populations of these buzz-bombing beetles have occurred in southern Ohio. However, in recent years, large numbers of beetles have been seen in East Central and points north. Adults feed on tree leaves as skeletonizers, or they may be found on ripening fruit. Fortunately, their leaf feeding rarely causes significant plant damage. However, damage to fruits can be significant. Adults will seek out turf with high levels of organic matter or thatch in which to lay their eggs. Unlike other white grubs which affect our turf, green June beetle grubs create vertical burrows 10 to 12 inches into the soil, and they remain closely associated with their burrows. These grubs will venture out at night to feed on thatch and other organic matter. And despite their large size, green June beetle grubs seldom cause injury to turf equal to that caused by other white grubs. Management efforts should focus on reducing sources of decomposing organic matter and turf or in the landscape. Heavy core aeration in the fall or spring can help reduce the thatch in the turf. Lawns with recurring beetle emergence may require an insecticide application to suppress the beetles. These are usually applied in early August. Studies at North Carolina State also suggest that a formulation of the naturally occurring bacterium, Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, will provide control equal to synthetic insecticides. Make sure to check out the Coshocton County Facebook page for more information about these incredibly large green June beetles. Now on to beef quality assurance. The Coshocton County Extension Office will be offering a series of BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance recertification meetings, for the remainder of the year. These sessions will be held in Room 145 of the Coshocton County Services Building, and producers can choose the session which best fits their schedules. We have sessions scheduled on August 9th, September 13th, October 11th, November 3rd, December 1st, and December 14th. And each of these sessions will be held from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and pre-registration is requested. There is no fee to attend, but to register, just give us a call at 740-622-2265. These sessions also qualify for anyone who is seeking a first-time certification. Online certification and recertification is also available and can be completed anytime at www.bqa.org. For producers wishing to complete their certification before the end of July, you can attend a session hosted by the Tuscarawas County Extension Office at the Sugar Creek Stockyards on July 21st, starting at 1 p.m., or July 29th, starting at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is requested by calling the Tuscarawas County Extension Office at 330-339-2337. Producers can also head south to the Muskingum Livestock Auction in Zanesville on July 27th, starting at 7 p.m., hosted by the Muskingum County Extension Office. For more information about this program, you can call our friends at the Muskingum Extension Office at 740-454-0144. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact the OSU Extension Office in Coshocton County for more information at 740-622-2265 or visit us on our website at coshocton.osu.edu. This is David Marison, Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources, wishing you a good and safe day.